The chief executive of the Commonwealth Bank says he doesn't believe young Australians regard house prices on the East Coast as overpriced. The Commonwealth is the latest bank to front the Parliament's Economics Committee, as Australia's top bankers are grilled about everything from employee misconduct to credit card fees. But it was Ian Narev's comments about Sydney and Melbourne house prices that caused jaws to drop among some of the younger generation in the big cities. Here's finance reporter David Taylor.
There are no more guarantees of home ownership for many young Australians, and it's hurting. In his early 20s, Gian Calladestefano is studying environmental science at the University of Technology, Sydney.
It makes me a little sad, yeah. I don't want to have to rent for the rest of my life. I do look forward to owning my own place if I ever get the chance, but it doesn't look like I will.
The boss of the Commonwealth Bank, the country's biggest lender, was asked directly by a parliamentary committee today if he thought Sydney and Melbourne property prices were too high.
We understand the laws of supply and demand in the whole sector, and I think the view on is any given house overpriced or not, I'm not going to pronounce on that. We obviously are lending at levels we're comfortable with. In terms of all parts of Australia.
I'll finish on this, Chair. There are a lot of people, especially young people, who think that houses in Sydney and Melbourne are overpriced. Do you share that view?
I'm not sure that they're saying it's overpriced. I think they're saying it's difficult to afford it, and we share that view. And to what I said before, that should be a matter of national concern, and it certainly is to us.
That brought on some anger from these younger renters in downtown Sydney.
I think that it's a bit of a joke because all my options of buying a house, I'm looking outside of Sydney at the moment.
Whereabouts?
Brisbane's one option, Blue Mountains, down south, where maybe Tasmania. Yeah.
Have you given up on home ownership altogether?
No, I don't think I have, no.
But you've got to get out of Sydney.
Definitely out of Sydney, yeah.
I it's just funny. Like, it is funny, really. Like, somebody's so out of touch and so removed from that. And then you go and basically say those things to everybody when you're just so removed from, obviously, that sort of situation and that lower class as well that obviously can't afford that.
Mr. Narev says that young people don't think house prices are overpriced. It's just that they can't afford to buy a house. Is that on the money?
Well, I suppose you could just look at the data and say, okay, what were house prices 10 years ago? What are house prices now? And obviously they have increased. So, and have wages increased by the same amount? Well, no, they haven't. So I don't think there's any traction to saying anything like that. It's just stupid.
Back at the University of Technology, student Gian Calladestefano says many older, wealthy Australians don't understand the financial problems facing young adults.
I have to say that having looked through rent and purchasing apartments in places like Croydon and Surry Hills, that houses and apartments are definitely incredibly overpriced, and young people stand very little chance of establishing themselves in any regards.
Do you think that banking executives like Ian are ever out of touch?
I do believe so, yes.
Why so?
They have come from a different time. Because of that, they've put themselves in a position where they are capable of looking after themselves and their family in the future, and so they don't see the problems that other people who haven't had that backing are faced with.
Meanwhile, the country's central bank has left the official cash rate at the record low level of 1.5%, paving the way for more cheap finance for those who can afford it. There were no surprises there. The top Australian economist at one of the world's biggest investment banks, though, says there's evidence the Reserve Bank seems less confident APRA's control of bank lending to property investors is appropriate. JP Morgan's Sally Auld.
You know, it sort of felt like if you look at what happened to investor lending in the back half of last year, it clearly accelerated. And so it sort of feels like those rules that we put in place a couple of years ago might not be doing enough of a job to make the RBA feel comfortable around sort of financial stability risks and to household balance sheets.
There was no evidence in the statement accompanying the Reserve Bank's interest rate decision that the official cash rate will move off its current historically low level anytime soon.
David Taylor.